For the last few weeks, I am trying to put my thoughts in line about life, hard work, success, and similar topics. And the one thing that have helped me in this is a book by Jordan Peterson, which is 12 Rules of Life, an antidote to chaos. This book is really interesting, and in this episode, we are going to talk about it. Hello everyone, welcome to Intelligently Inspired Podcast. I am your host Brahma, and I hope you all are having a great day. First of all, before starting, I want to say this. Thank you for being here, tuning in on every episode. I really appreciate you being here. So let's talk about the book 12 Rules of Life. Many of you may have heard about it or also read it, as Jordan Peterson is not an unknown name to many people. So for some of them who don't know who Jordan Peterson is, I would like to tell them, Jordan Peterson is a psychologist, and on his talk shows or in his book, he talks about a lot of different things, from life, politics, to mythology, psychology, and many more. He's also a very well-known speaker. And I also feel on social media there is some negative energy around his name. And most of that negative energy is around his opinion about different political areas, but we don't really talk about it here. We are just going to talk about his viewpoint on life, which is, so let's talk about the book for a second. It is a really interesting book, and why should you listen to this episode instead of going and reading that book? Here's why. The first time I picked up this book, I thought, what is the need of reading it? I would just read the 12 rules and that's it, I am done. And this is the mistake that almost everyone does who pick up this book. And it also seems time saving and fair, but it is like the least productive or least useful thing about this book. The main motive or the main juice of the book lies in its stories and its explanation of the rules, which it does pretty perfectly. So you should listen to this episode to get excited or to get a complete overview about what are the rules actually explaining and what is like the hidden meaning or a more meaning to it. The tagline of the book is really interesting. It says, an antidote to chaos. And many people may not be familiar with the term chaos, as I have listened to a lot of lecture of Jordan Peterson. And if you haven't read the book of Jordan Peterson or have listened to any lectures of him, you wouldn't know what chaos actually means and what he wants to coin from it. So the term chaos used by Jordan Peterson, he actually wants to signify the uncertainty of life. If you try to take probability of different events in your life, it is pretty random. Everything around you is pretty uncertain. Nothing is absolutely fixed, and I think it is supposed to be like that. Because an antidote to chaos is actually order. This is another term which he mainly uses. Order. Now, what does order mean? And how can we go from chaos to order? So order means the things that you can focus on. That's what helps you to get order. But order basically means to have less uncertainty in your life. And you may be thinking, oh, that's good. So I have to just move from chaos to order. No, that's not it. If there is too much order in your life, there is no uncertainty. You will probably fail. And there are bad consequences of too much order too. So what you have to do is stay between the line of chaos and order constantly. You would move to chaos and order at times, but what you have to try in life is to be on that line. And the best example that I think to understand chaos and order is music and dancing. You see, music can be so uncertain. There can be so many different beats, so many different types. But somehow things fall into a pattern. Music is just a melody of words. Or if you listen to classical music, it's just melody of different sounds which fall into pattern, which is like from chaos we go to order. And if we don't maintain the line between it and get to too much order, then there would be a repeating pattern which would make the song or the music annoying to listen. And same goes with dance. So after understanding this both concept of chaos and order, we would move to rule number one and see what it actually wants to convey. So the rule number one is stand up straight with your shoulders back. If you read it carefully, you can immediately see the obvious effect it will have. It will give you a nice appearance and a good posture. But that's not all. If you look a little bit deeply, it will give you more confidence. And I have been consciously doing it for now almost a month or more. And that's the thing, we almost don't do it unconsciously. Most of us don't. We have got into habit of rounded shoulders and a bad posture due to our sitting on mobile, laptops, and overall just doing all our activities by sitting on a gadget or a book. And we know that it is not all good. Even if we are heavily productive, but we mess up our health with our bad posture, it is really bad. But just when you do it, when your shoulders are back, your back is straight, you feel a lot more confident. And that is the crazy part. Like, just our body language can change the things that we want to say to other people, and we can have a better communication. And these are the things that I experienced with this first rule. And if you see, when you take your shoulders back, your chin goes up, and which is also good for posture. But when your chin goes up, you are looking straight into the eye of the world. You can make better eye contact, and you are ready to face the world. You are willing to accept the world. That's what it means. Get ready to face the world. That's the meaning I fetch from it. We have such a bad habit of always looking down, and it is good to show the person in front of us that we are respectful. But even when we are with our friends or family, we always look down like we are scared of something. But when you do this, you look everyone directly into their eye, you make better eye contact, and you are ready to have a conversation and face them. If it's bad or good, you don't care. So that's all I want to say about the first rule. So let's move on to the second one. The second rule in the book says, treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. Every one of us take different responsibility in different times. But
and oftentimes we forget our responsibility about ourselves. And that is obvious, because we have to take care of people we love, we have to be responsible for them. But we don't understand that if we are responsible for ourselves, then we would be more capable of taking more responsibility of others. And we shouldn't take responsibility about everything and everyone, but we should at least take responsibility of the people we love. The people who are with us, the people who we think about, care, we want them to grow. So if they are not growing, you are responsible in a way, but you are not responsible completely. But whatever happens with you, you are completely responsible of that. And that seems a little paradoxical, because if you are responsible for someone else, then someone else must be responsible for you. And as much as that sounds right, but it is not. You are responsible for your actions, because others don't expect anything from you regarding how you took care of yourself, regarding what things you work on. Basically, you get to choose what you are responsible for in your own life. And we often just almost ignore our own responsibility and accept the responsibilities that are given to us by others. So to end the second rule, I would like to say, level up yourself first so you can help level up others. And that's also a gaming tip. So let's move on to the third rule. The third rule says, befriend people who want the best of you. Now, this is a really interesting thing. We know that quote or sentence, whatever, it says, if you tell me the five persons you hang out with, I can tell you your future. So that's basically it. Befriending the people who want the best of us will literally give you the best of people you want around you. But that's not it. Nowadays, we spend a lot of time on internet, on social media. So we should be careful about what we watch or which influencers and content creators we are watching in our time on social media, because even if we are not personally connected with them, still they influence our life somehow. So the equation now becomes not only five people you hang out with, but also the five people you watch on social media. It's really important that we watch right things which are related to our goals, to our happiness, so we can move in that direction. And trust me, there are way more misleading ways on the internet than in the real world. Because in the real world, you got almost the full control. But on the internet, that's not the case. You can be easily manipulated and influenced. I'm not saying that social media is bad. We all need it. It's worth it. But we just have to be a little careful where we spend our time. And I also heard this on a podcast that if you are successful, you need people around you which are hungry for your time. And I know it's a really bad way to put it, and it is not exactly what I heard, but that's what I can remember. Because when you get successful, you are grinding, you are hustling, but you need people that love you and want your time, so you can give your time to them and receive the happiness that you deserve. And human beings are a social creature, so it's practical to hang out and get happiness. It's not like, oh, I can't grind and I'm too into the hustle, so I don't want the happiness which I get from being with people. And this point may not exactly what is conveyed, but it is around it, so I thought I should share it. So the fourth rule is, compare yourself to who you were yesterday. And this is basically getting you back into that grind mindset. We often go out and compare us with everyone we see on social media, in real life even. And just by seeing their good side, we feel bad about us. And that's logical and not practical. You can't compare yourself with someone because no two individuals go through same upbringing, same processes in life. They don't get same ideas. They basically have more dissimilarities than similarities. And I'm talking with respect of ideas and upbringing and detailed. So if you look from the outer perspective, everyone would be basically same and mostly agreeable about most of the things. But if you go into details, we are clearly dissimilar. And that's fine, that's the way of life, that's how we grow and go ahead. But that doesn't mean that you should always be comparing and have a competition to make you running. And if you want it, compare yourself with what you were yesterday, because that's a fair competition. And in that case, if you do good, just a little bit good, you would actually win every day. But it doesn't mean that you should always be working harder than the last day, and you should always be grinding and hustling. It depends upon how long term is your game. If you are playing a 3 days game, like you have a project or an assignment which you have to complete in 3 days, then you have to do better the second day than the first one. Because on the first day you would have no idea what to do. But on the second day, you would have a plan and you can roll forward. But what if you don't do better on that second day and just do what you did on the first day? Then there would be a progress. There would be a progress. But would your project get to an end in the next day, which is remaining? So in that terms, you have to do better. But imagine if you are playing a long-term game like 10 years, then even if you take a little break for a month or something, then does it matter in that long term? And I got this perspective that you have to realize that how you look at life, that do you always think about the future and plan it out? Is that your natural instinct? Because in my case, I think it is. So then you should always remind yourself what you have to do now is much more important. And if you are a person that always get focused on what is front of you, then that's good. But you should also learn to plan of the future. And to do this thing, you have to use that competition mindset with your past and get better than your past self. So that's what I have to say about the fourth rule. And the fifth rule is really about parenting, and I don't know anything about it. But I will still tell you the rule and what I think of it. So the rule goes like, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. And I think this basically comes from the point that raising a child is a responsibility that you should take. And you should discipline them, love them in a way that their actions are right. And they wouldn't be right all the time, of course, but at least they are following the right path. And now the question arises, who decides the right path? And that's a completely different story that I don't want to talk about because I don't have enough
or any experience in it. So let's not go there. So basically, it's a pretty simple rule that I might need in the long term future. But on the fifth rule, I would leave you with that. Set your house in order before you criticize the world. And this idea of Jordan Peterson of setting the house in order before you criticizing the world, basically he says if you set your house in order, you will start from the least. If you want to make the world a better place, that's the least you can do, set your house in order. And there would be a lot of friction in it and a lot of changing of things and learning of things in it. So that will change you and make you better. And as humans, we often do that. We always see someone in different shoes and always criticize them. But we don't look at our shoes enough. We just go on criticizing the world while we are not even trying to make it better. So I think you should only criticize the world or criticize anyone if you are trying to change the world or the person or trying to help them. That's the only reason that you should criticize. And normally I just believe in minding your own business, so that idea just suits me. And that doesn't mean that I don't care about the world. I do. I care about the society. I care about the world. But in this age, I rather believe that I would focus on myself, get myself better, and then go fight all the bad in the world. Yeah, that sounds too cliched, but that's how I think. So that's all I have to say about the sixth rule. And I think I am kind of repeating that again and again now. So now, instead of repeating myself again and again, I would like to wrap up this episode right here on the sixth rule. I will see you with one more episode. Of course, I have to bring part two of this. And that would be out pretty soon, probably on this Friday. So stay tuned for that. And if you want more content, you can always follow us on the Instagram and check on all other platforms. The link to access all the platforms is in the description, or I should say show notes. And just for a disclaimer, I want to say this, that I am not a Jordan Peterson fan, but I like his philosophies and what he says. But I'm not like a disciple of him or something. And there is a pretty bad light around it, so I thought I should just clarify that. I would also like to say that whatever content is in this episode is clearly my thoughts and just my opinions. I don't mean to offend anyone or criticize anyone. And I think everyone is free to think what they think. So yeah, that's it. I will take your leave. See you in the next episode. Till then, peace out.